This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's seven past the hour. Yeah. Doug and Jen and Victoria on the program with a hello to Cecil Russell, who listens
hello,
to
Cecil.
Us on KTSM in El Paso.
Hold on.
What?
I just can't ever let this one go. Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
So, okay, let's let it go. It's all right.
Fine.
I would not normally spend a lot of time talking about turkey. But this,
white meat or dark meat?
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody.
I was going to say, you talk about turkey at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh, well, boy. Over the weekend, the headlines were nice terror attack and a turkey coup.
Right.
Turkey coup. Hello. Ding, ding,
ding.
Oh, that was. I see. So, anyway, I'm a political scientist, a history person. I studied a lot of the Ottoman Empire, understand how important Turkey is to the gateway to Europe from the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't paid much attention to this guy, Erdogan. I believe that's his name.
No,
how you pronounce
Erdogan.
It. That's how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Erdogan.
Oh, see, that's
that
good, because
like
I was going with Erdogan. I went with Erdogan.
Erdogan. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Sounds Irish instead of Turkish, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So he's been around for about 10 years. He's a crook. He's a money launderer. He's trying to usurp more power because he's like Vladimir Putin as his idol. Let's grab as much power as we can. And he's been pushing the country, which has been, again, on the bridge. You remember the story about Alexander the Great stepping on one side. His presence was, one foot was in the Middle East, the other was in Europe. And that's sort of what you, when you think of Istanbul, or Constantinople is what it was called for, was Istanbul. This is a very...
Sorry, it's a song. I can't ever
Istanbul,
think of Turkey.
Constantinople.
When I was Istanbul.
Like in West Texas town. Of anyway.
Constantinople. Yeah.
So this guy is a pretty malicious guy. And the fact that the military doesn't like him, they try to have a coup, as Jennifer so carefully and cleverly put it last weekend, and it didn't work. So now there are 9,000 Turks that have been arrested. He wants to bring back the death penalty and kill all of them.
Sure.
And so under the circumstances, I don't think we've heard the last of what's going on. And what I don't understand, maybe you can tie this all together. He's blaming some guy that lives in Pennsylvania near Chuck Curry in the Poconos.
It's Chuck Curry, actually, that he's blaming. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that when Chuck Curry's here.
Yeah. There's a couple of interesting things here to add, because this story is sort of a weird one. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
He goes on vacation. Erdogan goes on vacation, and that's when the military stages this
Let's
coup.
Get him.
But here's the problem. You can't really have a coup if you still have a leader that can communicate with his people. So you'll see, if you watch the videos over the weekend, you'll see people coming out in the street, like, trying to confront the military, because Erdogan was still making, he was doing messages on FaceTime, he was using social media all the time to say, hey, I'm not gone, I'm just, you know, I'm vacaying people. And so, if this was a real coup attempt, the first step to that in overturning governments for dummies, I read it, it's on page 4, is that you have to actually capture the leader so that they can't talk to the people anymore, right?
I heard he was flying, and they kept him up in the air in his plane.
Yeah, allegedly. So there's another
piece. Well, that's what he said. I saw the interview that he said that that's where he was. He was flying around in his plane, obviously on FaceTime or whatever.
Right, FaceTiming. The other weird part of this is that Erdogan has like you keep saying, the bridgeway. And that's really true in a couple of ways. This is the only Muslim country that's actually a member of NATO. Mm-hmm. And Erdogan kind of plays both sides against each other. He cooperates with NATO, yet he makes a lot of deals with, like, the Islamic State.
He's crook.
Kind of sympathetic to Islam.
He's like Mubarak was in Egypt. He's making all the deals, putting the money in his pocket.
Right. That's so then you have that issue going on. But I had heard, and I don't know if this is true, I haven't heard much more about it, that this was actually sort of a staged coup. And that he was sort of behind this because this was his excuse to sort of move more towards the Muslim side and away from the democracy side and away from the NATO side. And a lot of people, I even saw John Kerry come out and say, as Secretary of State, he was really worried that this was going to take a hit for democracy across the board because he's now going to be moving away from that.
It's also the gateway for all of these people that are running from Syria into Europe.
That's
a way for him to have his play and his say there. So
it's layered. Yeah,
it is.
Crazy.
And then yesterday, according to the skim, he fired tens of thousands of government employees.
Yeah.
So your theory, Jen, this sounds like there's a lot of weight to that. That, you know, this was his way of cleaning house.
Mm-hmm. A heavily weighted theory. Thank you very much, Jennifer Horn. Round of applause for Jennifer and her heavily weighted theories. All right, you're going to all be angry with me in a few moments. Well, you're not. You're going to be upset with me now because I'm about to talk about going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
A month away or less.
Oh, I know.
For some, wash out your mouth with soap, Dougie, please. All right, calm down, everybody. You'll probably feel better after we have the conversation coming up next.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations? For barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists. A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Quarter past the hour, Justin Coates joins us for conversation, manager of market analysis in the consumer marketing division of Cotton Incorporated. So are we to take from that, Justin, that most of the back-to-school clothing that will be popular this year will be made out of cotton?
Most definitely, Doug. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I think this is something, although distasteful for some to think about going back to school, it's only a month or less away, actually. And you saw right after the 4th of July, a lot of the stores, clothing stores that specialize in back-to-school affairs, highlighting a lot of back-to-school clothing. So what's different this year?
This year, we're seeing shoppers trying to get that shopping done before that first day of school. So we see that about 2 in 3 Americans from our Lifestyle Monitor research say that they will be done their back-to-school clothing shopping before the bell rings on the first day of school. So you're probably familiar with a lot of major retailers, Walmart, Target, and even on Amazon. All that summer merchandise, even though July 4th was just almost a few weekends ago, is kind of on the back burner, and you're seeing those fall styles and those school supplies front and center.
All right. So in this circumstance, what's the best value? What are you suggesting that consumers look at first when it comes to back-to-school clothing?
Well, a key value, of course, is the fiber content that a product is made from. We see that about 4 in 5 parents, they prefer their children's clothing to be cotton-rich. But less than half are actually checking fiber content labels to authenticate that purchase, but it was very interesting. Among those who do check the labels, they all are looking for cotton. So, of course, we at Cotton Incorporated are doing everything we can to encourage the consumers to check fiber content labels once again. You probably remember your parents, your grandparents always checking that label. But somewhere along the way, that habit has declined. And it's important because when parents compare clothing made from cotton to clothing made from man-made fibers like polyester and rayon, they feel that the cotton clothing is the most comfortable, breathable, durable, the most important things to them when purchasing.
So you want to know what, and this is the silliest thing. When I was a kid growing up, and I don't know who started this in my neighborhood, but we used to test the clothing by what would burn and what wouldn't. And cotton clothing would burn, and polyester So if it burns, folks buy it. If it doesn't burn, you don't want it. Maybe that's the way.
Right. I guess you wanted to test the worst case scenario, huh?
Under the circumstances, yeah. So are there brands that you adopt? I mean, cotton's in everything pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, cotton is still the number one fiber used at retail, although it has declined a little bit over time. But Cotton Incorporated, something that your listeners may not be familiar with. You've probably heard the commercials, the fabric of our lives. But we also do a significant amount of research to find ways to enhance consumers' fiber of choice, to make it wick moisture like a synthetic, or be waterproof, or even be even more durable. So there are a number of major retailers, mass merchants, department stores, specialty stores that have adopted these technologies to make their cotton products even more competitive.
Mm-hmm. Is cotton mostly grown in America, or are the things that, I mean, cotton's grown all over the world, but I think we grow a lot of it here, don't we?
Right, yeah, cotton, the U.S. is actually the third largest cotton producer around the world, behind India and China, and we are the largest cotton exporter around the world.
I think it's fascinating to know, and I say this as an aside, you know, you think about cotton, where it comes from, the plants, and how it gets spun into, woven into fabric, into strands, mm-hmm. and it becomes fabric. I think it's a fascinating process. I remember learning about that also when I was a kid, studying these sorts of things in science. Anyway, the bottom line is that cotton is a good American way for us to focus on what's comfortable. Kids aren't going to develop rashes. I had a rash to polyester when I was a kid. And so cotton, no rashes. Look for cotton in the clothing. I think that's the bottom line here. Justin Coates, thank you. You can visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com to find out more information.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Song that applies to sexual assault. The Hunting Ground garnered the songwriter and pop icon an Academy Award for best, or the nomination for best original song, as well as a Grammy nod for best song written for visual media. She didn't get an Emmy nomination. Look at the list of the Emmy nominations. Jennifer, you've seen that list, yeah?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Are you surprised that Gaga's not on it?
A little bit. I guess the way they break down who contributed what to the song, I guess the Oscars and the Grammys don't do that. Everyone who works on it gets listed and gets an award.
Yeah,
but I guess the Emmys,
you're on your
breakdown.
Own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Diane Warren worked with Lady Gaga on this, Till It Happens
Hush.
To You.
That's a name from the past, isn't it?
Diane Warren?
Yeah, didn't she do like the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? I mean, she was a pretty big deal for a while, wasn't she?
I know her more for kind of, you know, she's written a lot of pop songs for Celine Dion and for...
So Diane Warren
like
contributed more, according to the info, to the song than Gaga. Gaga sang it. Warren wrote it. And so that's why Gaga wasn't eligible.
Yeah.
And
Gaga's going to get a lot of awards in her lifetime for acting, for singing, for all the stuff that she can do. But Diane Warren got an award. I think that's okay. That's cool.
It is interesting that it's the first song ever to be nominated for a Grammy, Oscar, and an Emmy.
Yes, that is interesting. Yep. I agree with you. So there's quite a story here to this, as you can imagine. If you haven't heard the song before, heard about The Hunting Ground, Till It Happens to You, that will be an important conversational piece. All right, next up on the musical hit parade, Beyonce's Lemonade did pick up 4 Emmy nominations for the 16th year, HBO, the top nominated network, 94 nods. Audrey McDonald was nominated as Billie Holiday in the film Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Beyonce's HBO special Lemonade got 4 nominations. She was nominated for Best Directing, and the overall special was nominated in the Outstanding Variety Special category. There's a lot of competition there. Adele's live in New York. Amy Schumer's live at the Apollo. The Late Late Show.
Does anybody have any dead specials? You know what's so weird? It's that I pay for HBO. This is so telling. I pay for HBO. Mm-hmm. I never turn it on. Is that
really
bad?
I watch it. Yeah, no, I watch it a lot.
I got to start just making it part. It's just so stupid how we're creatures of habit, you know, I go to my 10 channels, and I have to add in HBO because I just I got rid of HBO on my cable, but I signed up for HBO Now, so it's because it's actually $2 cheaper a month, and it's even more stuff that you get than just having cable.
So Jennifer and I can get together on Friday night and throw something at the TV when Bill Maher comes on.
Yeah. Although he's pretty good on the terror thing. He's not so bad on that. Everything else I throw stuff at him for, but...
well, he was the religiosity movie that he did. It was actually quite
right.
A good...
Right. Religulous. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Aerosmith, also in the musical news. Seems that Tyler is concerned about Joe Perry. He's been trying to get a hold of him, but he hadn't gotten anything back from Perry. He says, quote, "It's starting to scare me a bit." Perry collapsed on stage, remember, hospitalized last Sunday during a show with the Hollywood Vampires in Brooklyn. Tyler says he's concerned. I know they're saying it's not any big deal, he's okay, blah, blah, blah. He said, I think somebody's overbooking him. So Tyler concerned about Perry, 28 after the hour.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think it's the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Victoria and Kara at the controls. 34 past means it's 26 before the new hour. We've got an opportunity to discuss a lot of things here. Let's see how creative we can be. Just thinking as I'm sitting, and I've said this before for those who are just joining us, I'm in the study of my cousin who passed away last week in Denver in his home. During the program, we're looking at a lot of memorabilia, looking at a lot of things. And I just said to the ladies something that just came to me last night. You wonder about the water, or you just wonder. It happens that Dougie Morton, my cousin's next-door neighbor, is the guy that owns the Broncos. His name is Pat Bolin. And what made me think about this, I was just reading Dougie's obituary in the Denver paper, and he was the Denver Broncos' number one fan. Never, ever, ever missed a game. Never.
Wow.
And he and this guy, Bolin, were friends. And Bolin came down with the same thing about the same time he did. And so you wonder if it's so
coincidence, right?
Yeah,
it's
right,
a rare
right,
thing.
He like, literally lives next door here. And what is there about that that makes this seem so weird. It just,
yeah, is there something environmental?
Yeah, that's what you wonder. You wonder about that. We've been talking also about a lot of the great shows. Victoria had a great time at the Coldplay event this past weekend. Diana Ross at the Hollywood Bowl on Friday. And something that's going on now, I don't know whether you noticed this, whether it's become the norm, but again, sort of sifting through, whenever I'm in a place that I'm not used to, I love reading the local newspaper to see what's going on. This has not happened in any place that I have been yet. Well, I'll take that back. It hasn't happened in a movie theater. But what's going on in these live performances, they're setting up these magnetometers, or whatever they call them, the metal detectors, yeah, for people.
They're
to go
doing
through
that at Disney all the time, are by they? The way. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Is that our future? Is that what it's going to
oh,
be?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Everybody's going to have to go through these things. And maybe there's a way we can do like we did for TSA PreCheck.
Right.
Social media. But to sort of tie social media to this concept of the what was the term that I used? Let me just go back to it here. Toxic men, toxic masculinity. So in Pakistan over the weekend, the number one female blogger was strangled to death in her home by her brother.
Mm-hmm.
She was killed for honor, he said. I had to do it, and I'm happy I did it. She was 26 years old, known online as Kandil Baloch. She started her career on what was the equivalent of American Idol in Pakistan, had a large social media following because of how well she did on that show, and she used it to speak out about women's issues because Pakistan and India are like in the Dark Ages when it comes to women and their rights. Pakistani religion is very conservative, and the family didn't like that she posted a lot of photos of herself, revealing clothing. Her brother referred to her
getting westernized. She was using the internet to become Western.
Right. Yep.
And that's, you know, this is, again, not to make this
pretty common,
hugely political, but this is commonplace. And, you know, you had a huge amount of celebrities who wouldn't go into North Carolina because the state was exercising their right at, you know, traditional bathrooms and all that stuff and whatever. Yeah. It seems silly in the greater context of what's really going on in the world. But where's the outrage in other countries? I mean, at the same time you have U2, you know, saying they're not going to go to North Carolina, they're in Qatar performing. It's like these countries, I mean, this is why it hurts my head when I hear Hillary Clinton, for example, talking about all these deals with her Clinton Foundation. People go, well, what difference does it make? Well, the difference is she's made deals with governments that don't support women, that kill women, that won't support gays. They throw them off of balconies when they, I mean, it's like, it's just, it's so sad, some of these atrocities that are happening in other places.
After this happened, it was trending on Twitter, you know, saying that the hashtag that we all killed this girl, and even though we didn't physically do it, just the people, especially in those countries, who aren't necessarily standing up or, you know, doing anything to make honor killings illegal. Like, if you're not doing anything about it, then you kind of enabled it to happen. But yeah, just the ideology that you could kill someone for wearing scandalous clothing, but like the idea that that's bad, but killing someone is not bad, is just crazy to me.
You know, you have these atrocities. It's hard. It's hard on your heart to decide where the what's the priority.
Okay, so I'm going to change. This is what your priority ought to be today, over and above anything else. A lesson in coffee ordering. There is an etiquette to this. Apparently it's gone viral, as we hear in this important news report.
Grandin Village is known in the Roanoke Valley for its funky vibe and local shops, but now people around the world are learning it's a little different. Here's the proof. Words on a sandwich board outside Cups Coffee Shop that went to the top of the Reddit online message board. People love the call by the store to use proper manners and upcharge if you don't say hello and please. Austin Sims says he wasn't trying to be famous, just a little funny.
And I decided, because You know, I need to solve all the injustices in the world to start charging more for people who didn't take the time to say hello and connect and realize that we're all people behind the counter.
$1.75 if you have good manners. $5, though, if you just make an order for a drink. Love that creativity and the message behind it. Austin says he wrote it on Sunday. By Monday, it was in a newspaper in England. And today, a whole bunch of cameras just started showing up.
So one small coffee is $5. One small coffee, please, is $3. Hi, I'd like a small coffee, please, is $1.75.
Love it. See, so that's good. Something wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
People be nice, right?
Yeah, that is. That's something
hit them in the pocket.
I carry with you. All right, so here's, it's 21 before the hour. Here's a note from somebody who listens named Claude Hotson, H-O-A-T-S-O-N. He heard me bemoaning the fact that the DARC Act, which gives Monsanto a leg up when it comes to food labeling and other companies of that ilk, he took exception. He's a farmer. He listens to my program. He says, I believe I have heard you comment about GMOs in our food supply. I have a few comments. I'm a farmer, too. I've seen the development of GMO seed and its adaptation into our modern farming practices. GMO seed has changed the way I farm, and there are many positive changes because of it. I take from your comments that you've decided we ought not to have GMOs in our food production. No, I didn't say that. I may feel that. What I said was we ought to label the food so that we can make a choice as to whether we want to eat the stuff or we don't want to eat the stuff. I choose not to. Everybody who's on my program, through their own initiative and figuring it out, not because I say so, has decided pretty much the same thing. So I know a lot of farmers, big grain farmers especially, who think the sun rises and sets on Monsanto. I don't happen to agree with that. I think Monsanto has choked out the life blood of a lot of small family farmers like me, and I don't like the way they do business. I don't like them. I don't like GMO foods. And so I have that prerogative to say so, as you have the prerogative to answer with these intelligent comments, Mr. Hotson. He goes on to write, there's some considerations you ought to think about. World population likely to increase enough in the future that we may not be able to feed it without adopting all possible production practices. Well, GMO technology may have allowed you as a farmer to decrease the use of some of the most dangerous pesticides, but also it has gotten into the idea that a farmer may decide, like I do, to use open pollinated seed. And in my circumstance, if I was next to a field of GMO corn would take over and I'd no longer have my pure seed. And I don't like that. Plus the fact that Monsanto wants to control the means of production for all seed in the world.
And also the harassment that henchmen show up on farmers' property demanding money like the mafia used to do and still does in certain places. It's a lot more than you're being very nice about it.
But, I am. You know, well, this guy was nice enough to take the time to write.
Well, if he's going to continue to use Monsanto seed, then I hope that that never happens to him. I hope he doesn't encounter that type.
What
of
I want is to have people that if he's fine with it, that's great. And he talks about feeding the population of the world. That's an old Monsanto ruse. You can get just as much out of open pollinated seed as you can out of Monsanto's treated seed. It may be harder or more difficult to raise it because of the weed factor, that sort of thing. But you know what? Before Monsanto, there were weeds. And we grew corn, and we all survived. The Indians grew corn, and they had this strange thing like they would grow the corn, and they would take a little wooden device, and they'd go through the rows, and they'd get the weeds out. Pretty amazing. Or they would burn them out. That's how the Indians used to do it. They used to burn the weeds, not the corn. So anyway, the bottom line is here, Mr. Hotson, thank you for your comments. I appreciate them and really encourage you to continue to think and express yourself. That's what we're about here. 44 past the hour, television report up next. What's on TV tonight? We'll find out in a moment.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8%
6% return, guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So, gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. Brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, quarantine was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. Tied it to the top of my...
Let's get to top of my television stories at 47 after the hour. Ryan Philippe, is it Felipe or Philippe? Philippe. He's got a new series on the television USA Network. Is not going to start until next week. Debut moved by the shootings. If that's the case, the show will never get on.
Yeah,
because
kidding.
Every day there's a different shooting. But this is a takeoff on the movie that Mark Wahlberg was. No, Bradley Cooper was the star of that. There was another sniper, the movie that Wahlberg was in, but that was 7 or 8 years ago. So the show has been moved. The story is about a highly decorated ex-Marine sniper, and so why do we need this on TV at all would be my question, and I'll leave it to...
I was just thinking the same thing. Can't we be a little creative? Like, isn't there anything else? There's a reason why people went nuts for Downton Abbey, because it was so different, and it was just not the same kind of violent gun crap that we keep seeing over and over on TV.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Take a trip time, or is it? We'll find out from Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com, where all the Frommer travel guides are. Known around the world as the most trusted name in travel. We'll get expert advice on whether to book a trip to Europe at this time, stay here, where are the big sales. That info coming right up here.
Harrison with you. Good news for us serious Java drinkers. Looks like long-term coffee drinking doesn't appear to have any real negative effect except the jitters.
Coffee makes me mind nervous when I drink it.
Coffee may even cut a person's chances of dying from heart disease, according to a major medical study from Spain. The study looks at both regular and decaf drinkers and found that up to 6 cups a day of regular coffee didn't affect middle-aged participants at all, the balance of which were female nurses and male doctors and dentists. And best, no connection at all between coffee and cancer deaths. And some studies now show coffee's a great source of antioxidants, which protect cells from heart disease, cancer, and other sicknesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home well in this difficult housing market. You need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, that it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labors. Well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
56 past the hour. Always happy to have Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travels Guide, Travel Guides at Frommers.com. It seems to me memory recalling a recent trip to France. Didn't you just go last month to France?
Yes, I was in Paris last month. It was calm. It was filled with tourists. I did see guys, soldiers with submachine guns keeping everyone safe. But I felt perfectly safe there. This may sound cold-blooded, but statistically, if you just look at the statistics, you're much safer in Europe on vacation right now than you are driving your own car. One in 200 million people, will die in a terrorist attack this year, whereas one in 18,000 people will die in their own car in a car crash. With these terrible events, just statistically, no. I don't think it's a reason to stop traveling, although I know that sounds cold-blooded.
Actually, it's very practical and important to underscore because so many people get deluded by the headlines, the news media coverage. CNN will do their usual nonsense all day long with the story, what kind of a windshield wiper the truck had on it or whatever nonsense that goes along with their coverage. I do find it interesting, though, Pauline. I was reading in the Delta magazine. I was flying back from Salt Lake yesterday afternoon, and the Delta magazine had a tribute to the Boeing aircraft company and their relationship with Boeing, how many planes they have, their Boeing planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that came out in the interview with the fellow that's running Boeing is that they've slowed down making bigger planes. They're making smaller planes because there are fewer people who seem to be wanting to go overseas, and that has reflected on the order sheet for, let's say, a 777 that would normally be used to do a lot of international stuff. Those orders have slowed down. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it has to do with the strength of the dollar. A lot of people who used to travel to the United States from other countries, aren't doing so because our dollar is so strong and their currency is so weak against our dollar.
Yep.
And we only have about 38% of the American population who have passports.
Right.
So that means there are fewer people on these long-haul flights.
You see a lot of promos for a big seat sale. Fly from $68. Anything to that?
Yeah, we're seeing very good deals to many places, although we also know that the airlines are cutting back capacity in fall, so not as good deals as in the summer months.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. Check out their travel guides.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is non-legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.